Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us. Psalm 81, verses 10 and 11. For it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. But no, my people wouldn't listen. Israel did not want me around. We probably all know the feeling when someone doesn't want us around. It's painful. For some reason, they don't come out with it plainly and clearly, but we get the impression that we're not welcome. But how much more tragic is it when people decide they don't want God around? And that's how the psalmist described Israel. He was the God who'd led them out of slavery in Egypt. He was the God of salvation, but time and again they rejected him and refused to listen to him. But we're not just talking about ancient history. We're describing our society today. The majority of people totally ignore God. They don't want him around because they think he'll spoil their fun. They're concerned that they'll lose their freedom. However, we need to take every opportunity to inform people that actually he's the God who wants to fill their lives with good things. As the psalm put it in Psalm 84, the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. Far from spoiling our fun, God's desire is to complete our enjoyment of life. Far from limiting our freedom, God's purpose is to enable us to find true freedom for the first time. The key to receiving God's blessing is listening. It was Israel's refusal to listen to God that was at the heart of their downfall. God is kind and merciful, and as soon as we listen to him, he's able to bless us. Listening is much more than simply hearing. The listening that we need to do is all about giving God our full attention and showing our willingness to turn his words into action. When we listen like that, it's like opening our mouths wide. And when we do that, God is then able to fill us with good things. Let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we thank you that you're always looking for an opportunity to bless us. Help us to listen hard to your voice and to be willing to turn your words into action. Amen. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you.